the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new report says more than one in every 10 U.S. households experienced food insecurity in 2020. That means they had trouble providing sufficient food for family members due to a lack of resources. According to the USDA's Economic Research Service, food insecurity is increasing in homes with children, particularly in households in which a homeowner or renter is unemployed. China's wheat imports hit the highest level in more than two decades and is currently accounting for 19% of global wheat consumption. According to China's customs data, the U.S. supplied 3 million metric tons of wheat imports during the last marketing year, a 28% share. AgWeb.com reports this year's surge can be attributed to China's strong demand for wheat use in animal feed and efforts to meet its Phase 1 trade agreement commitments. The World Organization for Animal Health has confirmed finding African swine fever in Haiti, which borders the Dominican Republic, where the virus was recently discovered. Haiti is conducting surveillance for the diseased pigs and imposed a quarantine to control the outbreak. The USDA found the disease last week through testing at the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab in New York. Meanwhile, USDA has suspended interstate movement of all live swine and swine products from Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands to the U.S. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.